looking at the Christian life illustrated in the book of 1 John. Again, it's not our purpose to go through the book verse by verse, but simply to see some pictures of the Christian life. And last week we began to look at the life of a child of God as a life of confidence in prayer, not just a life in prayer, but a life of confidence in prayer. And this is stated in 1 John 3, verse 22, and also 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15. In 1 John 3, verse 22, we read, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him." Again, there's confidence, there's assurance there. "Because we keep his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight." Then in 1 John 5, verse 14, this is the confidence that we have in him. And again, I believe God's people ought to be the most confident people in all the world. But it's not a self-confidence, it's a confidence in him. And we see that here in verse 14. "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he," this is our confidence, "he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us," there's assurance again by that word know, "whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him." So we see there is a confidence that the child of God possesses when it comes to the matter of prayer. We saw last week that prayer is described basically by two words in these verses. There's the word ask, which is something we do in order to obtain an answer, in order to obtain information. And when we pray, it's an asking. We are seeking an answer. We are seeking information. We are seeking an answer. We are seeking information from God. We see also the word petitions there in 1 John 5 and verse 15. A petition is a humble request to an authority. The word petitions puts us in our place, keeps God in his place of a position of authority. So we make humble requests. So as a child of God, it is our opportunity, it is our privilege to ask. It is our privilege and our opportunity to present our petitions before the Lord. This is known as prayer. So it is our opportunity to pray. And we can pray at any time. We can pray at any place. We see in the Bible there is no particular place of prayer. There is no particular time of prayer. There is no particular position of prayer. We see that people prayed kneeling. We see that people prayed laying down. We see that they prayed standing. They prayed sitting. So there is no particular position in prayer, which implies that we can pray at any time. So we want to look at some characteristics of praying. Praying is one of those opportunities, one of those responsibilities that we have that if we're not careful can become meaningless. It can become so familiar that it's basically meaningless, an act in futility. But the Bible presents prayer as an act of the heart. It is something that we do from the heart. So if prayer is going to be right, then our heart has to be right, since prayer is a matter of the heart. Notice in 2 Samuel chapter 7, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 27. For thou, this is David speaking, for thou, O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, hast revealed to thy servant, saying, I will build thee a house. Therefore hath thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. Thy servant hath found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. So it's not just a matter of speech. It is a matter of the heart. In Psalm 25, again, we see David doing the speaking. Psalm 25 in verse 1, he says, Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. So praying is a lifting up of the soul. It's something that comes from within us. The book of Lamentations, chapter 3 and verse 41. Book of Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 41. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. Again, prayer is a lifting up of the heart. The lifting up of the hands, and there's nothing wrong today with the lifting up of hands. It's like anything else. If you do it for show, it's wrong. But lifting up of hands shows a longing for God, a reaching forth unto the Lord. Prayer is also described as a pouring out of the heart. Notice in Psalm 62, and verse 8. Trust in him in all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before him. Pour out your heart. Again, if the heart is right with God, then right things come from the heart. If the heart is not right with God, then evil things come from the heart. So we make sure that our heart is right with God, and prayer is a pouring out of the heart. It's also referred to in Psalm 42 and verse 4 as a pouring out of the soul. So the whole point of that is prayer comes from within. It comes from a feeling that we have deep within us. And if prayer is a matter of the heart, then it requires a preparation of the heart. And in a sense, we prepare our hearts by praying. In Job chapter 11, verse 13, if thou prepare thine heart and stretch out thine hands toward him. So again, prayer is more than a work of the mouth. It's more than mere words. In fact, the Lord condemns mere lip service when it comes to praying. In Isaiah 29, in verse 13, we see the Lord condemns such a spirit of prayer. We see the same thing in Matthew 6 and verse 7, the Lord condemns just mere words in prayer. So prayer is a matter of the heart. Prayer is an approach to God. I'm afraid many times we pray, what we call prayer, without any approach to God whatsoever. But prayer is an approach to God. It is an actual entering into the presence of God. Now this requires, if we are going to enter into the presence of God, we need to prepare ourselves for such a thing. Prayer being a matter of the heart, our preparation is a preparation of the heart. So it is an entering into the presence of God. Psalm 73. Psalm 73, verse 28. The psalmist said, "It is good for me to draw near to God." And I believe we do that when we pray. Prayer is a drawing near to God. We really haven't prayed if we have not drawn near to God. So that eliminates much of what we call praying. Prayer is a drawing near to God, and since it is a drawing near to God, it is therefore one of the greatest privileges that we have, to be able to draw near to God. It is also one of the greatest needs that we have. It is a need of myself, it is a need of you, to draw near to God. This isn't just a privilege, it's not just an opportunity, it's both of those things, but it's a need. I have a need to draw near to God. And we do that by approaching God in prayer. So what kind, prayer is an approach to God, but how is it that we approach God? How does man approach God? Well, we know, first of all, we need a mediator. And our mediator is Jesus Christ. You and I cannot, we have nothing to offer unto God. We have nothing to make us acceptable unto God outside of our mediator, Jesus Christ. So all prayer is offered through a mediator, Jesus Christ. And our prayers, as feeble and as faulty as they might be, are perfect when presented by Jesus Christ. Now, if Jesus Christ does not present your prayer to God, that's just vain words. He has to present the prayer. And the only prayer that Jesus Christ is going to present to God are those in accord with God's will, those that are somehow pleasing to God. So prayer is an approach to God. It is a submissive approach to God. Prayer is the approach of the creature to the Creator. We must never forget our position in prayer. We are the creature. We are the child approaching the Father. Prayer is not giving instruction to God. Prayer is not giving counsel to God. When you do that, you have usurped authority. You have no right to instruct God. You have no right to counsel God. So prayer, when we approach God, we do so in submission. We go to God in order to get instruction from Him. We go to God in order to get counsel from Him. So we have to go with a submissive heart. It's not like the person who asks you a question and then you, and they'll even say, now I want you to be honest with me. Now you, when people say that, I don't answer because you're being set up. As soon as they say, I want you to be honest, they don't. Believe me, they don't want you to be honest. They're trying to convince themselves of that. And you, if you answer them in anything but what they want to hear, they're going to get angry. They ask, but they don't really want to know. And many times we do that with the Lord. We ask, but we really don't want to know. We do not go with a submissive heart. So we go with a submissive heart, which means that we approach God with a sense of humility. We approach God acknowledging God's power, His greatness, His majesty, His right of ownership, and His position of authority over us. Prayer is an approach to God by faith. It's the only way you can approach God. You cannot see God. You can't see Him. So if you're going to approach God, it has to be by faith. First of all, there has to be faith that He is. You have to have that. Notice in Hebrews chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, and verse 6, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God, that's what we do when we pray, he that cometh to God must believe that He is. So prayer is an approach to God believing that He is. Believing that He is who He says He is. Believing that He is who He is presented as in the Word of God. You cannot even begin to pray until you believe that God is. And that's why all of these people who claim to be saved, and they get so upset about the sovereignty of God, I want to know who they pray to. Because if you're going to pray, you've got to believe that God is sovereign. You've got to believe that He is. And you can't pray without believing that. You cannot possibly pray without believing that. So believe that He is, and then notice, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. So we must believe that He is. We must believe that He has what we need. And we must believe that He is able to bestow what we need. And Hebrews 11 verse 6 informs us of this, that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Now it is this faith. It is this faith that enables us to approach God with much assurance. Again, it's not a faith within ourselves. The assurance does not come from within ourselves. The assurance is a result of faith in Him. A result of faith in believing who He is. Notice in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore, and the therefore goes back to the fact that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, goes back to the fact that we have a great high priest with who is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, let us therefore come. That's prayer. But we are to come boldly. We are to come with assurance that is a result of faith. We come boldly unto the throne of grace. So we do not approach God on the basis of merit. We approach God on the basis of grace. If you go and you approach God on the basis of something you have done, that is a very weak argument. That is a very weak foundation. But if you go to God making your appeal based upon the grace and mercy of God, that is a strong foundation. And we are to make our approach unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy. Now, if we go to him to obtain mercy, then we must have faith that he is merciful and that he is able and that he is willing to bestow or to show mercy and find grace. To find grace, so we must believe that he's gracious and that he will be gracious to us. Not gracious to us based on anything in us, that would cease to be grace. Grace to help. To help. If I need help, then I'm not able to do it by myself. And you will not truly pray until you realize your own weakness. None of us really pray until we realize that we're helpless. And we find grace to help in time of need. So it's his faith that enables us to approach the throne of grace with boldness. That is, with courage and assurance. Notice in James chapter 1, verse 6. Let him ask in faith. Goes back to, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. That's not only true of wisdom, it's true of anything. If you lack, ask God. But let him ask in faith. That is, believing that God has what you need, believing that God is able and willing to bestow what you need. Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. To waver is to doubt. To waver is a weakness in faith. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. So again, we can have confidence in prayer. Prayer is an approach to God. And it is an approach in much assurance that God is. That God will hear us. That God has what we need. That God is willing to bestow what we need. And that God is able to bestow what we need. And again, we'll continue next week looking at this. Let's look to the Lord.